welcome on Tim Meyer, the head coach of the Houston Marsh Falcons. Coach, how are you doing today?
Oh, not bad. It's a nice day. Nice day for a football practice.
Yeah, Ken, it finally feels like a little fall in the air right now. And this year, your schedule, it's been a gauntlet. And you've played some of the monsters of Wisconsin. What have you learned about your group, about these kids, and how they've been able to handle adversity this year?
Yeah, you're right. This has been back-to-back years of a really very difficult schedule for us. We're hoping that it gives these kids a moment to pause and have some introspection about what it takes to play at the highest level. You know, they come from various backgrounds and various levels, JV and youth, and now they're seeing firsthand what dominant varsity programs look like and what it takes to achieve that. So we're hoping going forward for the rest of this season and into the future that they can take those lessons and build off them.
What are some of those lessons that you would say with this group? Some positive noticing moments for you where you're like, I'm really fired up about how we handled this particular instance. What has you excited about this group coming up for not only this year, but beyond?
Well, they're definitely learning football. Some of these younger players, really, they're lacking some of the football knowledge that's kind of required to understand what you're supposed to be doing out there. And we'd rather be teaching techniques and things like that rather than the fundamentals, but sometimes that's what you have to do. And, you know, that's where we're at. We're trying to get them to a point where next season and into the future that now they can hit the ground running because they understand more what the game entails rather than maybe what they see on TV or what they see on social media.
With there being only 2 weeks left in this season, what is something that you'd like to see on Friday night and next Friday to know that you are building those good habits going into that future?
We want to see fight. We want to see, you know, a full game of commitment and dedication. And when things aren't going your way, that you keep your head held high and you just keep battling.
When you look at this group, you just used that word dedication. Of this group, who has impressed you with their dedication, their growth, their commitment to getting better every day?
Look at the young guys, really. The senior class is pretty loaded with kids who really are committed to being out there and giving it their all. But younger guys like Bryce Franz, you know, really stepped up. Yeah, undersized lineman, but he's out there giving it his all. He's out there being demanding of his teammates, like, hey, you know, we got to go out here and do this. You know, guy, freshman Junior Adkins, he's out there undersized, doing whatever he can. He knows what he's supposed to be doing. Now it's a matter of implementing it on the field and in practice, and he's coming along great. A.J. Kluck got forced into a bad spot with the quarterback situation there for a couple of games, and you know, a little bit rattled, never played high school football before, just came out as a sophomore, and always willing to learn, always willing to give it his best. So there's definitely some kids out there who are absorbing what's happening and trying to push forward to a better future.
For your seniors, this is going to be the last time that they walk onto a field in front of their hometown fans. What is this particular group meant to your program at large?
It's meant quite a bit. You know, guys like Christian Schwartz and Barrett, they're just always out there doing their best every time. And hopefully that their model has rubbed off on some of the kids too, that, you know, we're going to give it our best. We're going to try every day in practice. We want a good future for the program. We want to finish strong, and they're going to lead by example. And that's what we are looking for going forward into the future.
Well, looking ahead to Clinton coming to town this Friday, how do you combat that strong Cougars defense that has been as stingy as they have been this year?
You know, they're a pretty talented bunch. They are playing a good defense. Last year, we were able to put up a bunch of points on them. We're going to kind of shift gears. I'm not even going to say shift gears, but we're going to try some of those things that worked last year with some of the things that we're doing this year. We know how to attack them. We know what their weaknesses is. They are, but now it's just a matter of executing it. So, you know, we on the opposite side of the ball, they're going to be a run-heavy team, and we've struggled stopping the run. And that's going to be the main focus. That has been the main focus of the week, is stopping their running game.
The Houston Marsh Falcons host the Clinton Cougars this Friday night at 7 o'clock on Daily Dodge TV. Thank you so much for your time, Coach, and good luck this week.
Thank you.